I'm with Anthony Lewis, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist for The New York Times. Mr. Lewis, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So could you tell us where it all started? Where did you get your interest in writing and in journalism?
Well, I think I began in grade school, elementary school. By the time I got to high school, I was editing the high school newspaper, and at college, I was on the college newspaper, and I always wanted to be a journalist.
And what did you look up to? What did you look for inspiration?
I don't know that I looked for inspiration. You know, journalism is a funny business. Partly you like to see your name in print. There's a lot of ego in it. And also you have to have intellectual curiosity. You really want to find out why things happen and how they happen. And I had that curiosity.
And could you tell us about your Pulitzer piece and where you got the idea, where it all came from?
Well, the first one, I had two Pulitzer Prizes. The first one was when I was working for the Washington Daily News, a Washington newspaper that no longer exists, and I wrote about a victim of the what you could call the Red Scare, the Loyalty Security Program, and told about his story and actually got him his job back, so that was a good thing. And then the second one was I was covering the Supreme Court for the New York Times, and I got the prize for that.
And where do you think journalism is headed these days?
Oh, what a large subject. It's in a lot of trouble because the press, I think, has fallen down in its duty to stand apart from the government and investigate the government and bring out the wrongs that are done. It got too close to the government. Particularly on the way into the Iraq war, we weren't sufficiently skeptical and took for granted the things that were said about why we had to go to war, most of which have turned out to be untrue.
Okay, and any advice for people who are interested in going into journalism as a career?
Yes, the only thing I can say, there isn't a particular path you have to follow, but the thing is to work up that intellectual curiosity. Take courses at college in history, in science, in law or pre-law, and try to get yourself in the habit of thinking things through and looking underneath for the real reasons for things that happen. That's not much of an answer, but it's the best I can do.
And lastly, being with the New York Times, any comments on Judith Miller and her recent resignation?
I'm actually retired from the Times, right. which probably makes me gives me a little more freedom to talk. Well, I think it was very sad that she went to jail, but I think she followed a wrong legal path because I think when the crunch comes, the courts are not going to give journalists a privilege. Not to testify. They're just not going to do it, so it's a waste of time to try to win that point in that way, in that legal way. There may be other ways, but not that way. And as to her dismissal, I really shouldn't say.
Okay, great. Anthony Lewis, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.